The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KHUH LP 104.9 FM Seattle, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Is our children learning?
Oh my God! They've killed Kenny! You bastards!
The Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. But first, a few words from your discount Looking Glass outlet. E. Caveat. Emptor. Sucker.
Yes, kids, I have spectacular news for you this week, because after decades of painstaking and exhaustive research, I have finally figured out what is wrong with the world. And never fear, my loyal listeners, yes, both of you, for I am about to reveal the secret in an explosive Thunderbolt exclusive. Kids, we have fallen through a discount looking glass.
Consider, what if you reported a crime and they threw you into jail for reporting it, while the actual criminal received a promotion? Well, that is exactly what Barack Obama has been doing to more whistleblowers than all other presidents in the country's history combined. Really? What the hell kind of looking glass is that? What if you were robbed of nearly everything you own, but when you called the police explained that the robber had subsequently lost all your money gambling in a casino, and now that in addition to your losses from the theft, you must also pay for his gambling debts? Well, that is exactly what Wall Street just did to all of us, and that was exactly the government's response. Wow. That looking glass must have some kind of nasty crap on the lens, eh? And what can you say when motherhood, the job that not only carries more responsibility than any other, but is also one of the hardest and the most demanding, receives not one duly of any squat concerning financial remuneration for their efforts, whilst arrogant, sociopathic, human-mutant hybrids who do nothing but suck our world dry receive compensation that is so over-the-top, overblown, that is quite literally insane? Jeez! This looking glass must have been manufactured by a child slave in a third world sweatshop or something. I think we should demand a refund. Hello and welcome to the Thunderbolt for March 31st, 2023. Since this show is being posted on a fifth Friday, that means it's time for the Thunderbolt's Greatest Strikes. And all of these Thunderbolt strikes this week came from 2013 and 2014, the first year I produced this show. Enjoy!
I am going to break Thunderbolt tradition and begin this week's show with great solemnity as I share some words of wisdom from one of our beloved national leaders.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
You know, a lot of people made a lot of fun of Rumsfeld for saying that. But since this quote almost perfectly encapsulates the core tenet of my personal philosophy of life, I find this to possibly be the most profound thing that I have ever heard a politician say. Yes, all that is required is to take it in other than a political context and then completely ignore the source and completely ignore the source's agenda. Just ignore all of that and Rumsfeld possibly becomes one of the most powerful political philosophers in all history. not. So next, the Thunderbolt wishes to give some serious props to the medical cannabis people. Hip hip hooray!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
The current campaign by the state of Washington to seize monopoly control of our buds was attempting to throw the medical cannabis people under the bus and make them pay full retail with very full tax for their medicine along with all of us recreational folks.
Roll another one.
We only smoke pot because we like it.
Just like the other one.
Rather than because it is medicine that is vital to us.
You've been hanging on to it.
I could make an argument that this is vital for my creative
and
process.
I sure would like a hit.
But instead, I think I'll take another hit.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
And by the way, state of Washington,
pass it over to me.
I fully intend to continue purchasing my buds from my friends.
Bogart that joint.
Thank you.
My friend.
Especially if you're going to throw the
pass
medical people
over to me.
Under the bus. Yes, kids, the new government bud mafia wanted to make it illegal for the medical cannabis people to continue growing their own medicine, and they wanted to criminalize their bud-growing cooperatives.
Roll another one.
They were obviously hot to trot to pass this legislation.
Just like the other one.
And it appeared to be on the fast track to passage until
that one's just about burned to the end.
It would appear.
So come on and be a real friend.
That it was stopped in its tracks by the medical cannabis people.
Don't bogart that joint.
They mounted a major lobbying blitz at the last minute, and it would appear that they have at least temporarily stopped this outrage.
Guard that joint, my friend.
Score another one for the good guys.
Over to me.
Yippee!
Everybody sing along this time.
Don't go guard that joint, my friend.
Because when we all get together,
pass it over to me.
We can still get things done, kids.
Don't go guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh man. Wow, that was good. The future or not? I think that the saddest thing about the machine burning up our world is the potential that will be wasted on all of these useless and artificially created problems. Humanity is on the verge of numerous truly revolutionary discoveries and technological breakthroughs, but we will never see these if our civilization collapses. So I've been pushing hard for a long time on the meme that the only way to fix our culture is to fix the people. I am convinced that attempting political solutions without fixing the underlying social disease is not only useless, but counterproductive. The system is merely a reflection of the people, not vice versa. The complete moral bankruptcy of our financial and governmental systems is a symptom. It is not the disease. For many decades now, every aspect of our view of reality has been manipulated by some very nasty people for their own benefit. They have intentionally isolated us. They have intentionally dehumanized us. They have taught us to dehumanize others. They have convinced us that our worth is determined by our bottom line rather than by who we are. Our worth is determined by our bank book rather than by our character. They have intentionally made us utterly dependent upon their machine for our survival. They loot our public treasury with impunity, and when they rape you, they say it was your own fault. They mass murder families, and they start wars for profit. And as a result of their manipulations, our culture no longer has a moral compass. When it comes to others or foreigners or criminals or even people we don't really like, we lack compassion or empathy or any of the other basic human qualities that makes our living together even possible, much less pleasant. Our country is angry and vengeful, and it wants to kill. Yes, kids? They have taught us to hate. So besides being a necessary component for our future survival, the reestablishment of an ethical framework is also necessary because scientific and technological breakthroughs are about to place some very powerful stuff into humanity's grasp. And the thought of this gang of sociopathic murderers that are currently running our world having access to the kinds of tech that is coming through the pipe right now is truly epically scary. Here is just one of the astounding and game-changing things that are happening. Scientists have figured out how to transform information into DNA and then read it back again. Now, since DNA takes almost no space at all, then this means that if they work this out, then we will be able to carry around a nearly infinite information storage capacity in a container you could carry under your fingernail. The only problem with that technology right now is that it costs about $12,000 per megabyte to transform data into DNA, and then it costs about $220 per megabyte to read it back. Once they make this cost effective, though, then you should look out. And here are some of the other things they're up to these days. They are mapping the human brain. They are learning how to implant memories into a brain. They are learning how to read other people's memories directly from their brains. Quantum computing is coming. Who knows? Maybe they'll finally let us have the Tesla machine. Yes, a lot of things they are figuring out are very scary powerful, which just makes it all the more imperative that we clean up and fix the moral and ethical sewer in which our culture has been immersed. And that is the missing link we need to establish if we want to have a future. We need to instill a sense of responsibility for and a sense of kinship with the rest of humanity, rather than viewing other people as expendable commodities to be disposed of in whatever manner produces the most profit. Rather than me and you, we need to become us. We need to become all that we can be. Yes, kids, my ultimate goal is a society where everyone is capable of achieving whatever they are capable of achieving. We absolutely cannot let people such as the ones that are currently running our world to wield the kind of power that our technology and our knowledge is about to impart to our species. So what we need, literally, kids, is power to the people.
I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
So, concerning those land developers in New York who are constructing the high-rises that have separate entrances for their regular residents and their subsidized low-income residents.
Oh, well, the purple of the love.
Well, everyone was outraged. And so was I.
A gold rotten town in an aged Cadillac.
At least, I was outraged until I read Dr. Wes Browning's column in Real Change last week.
I wanna play on the roundabout, out on the merry-go-round.
In this article, he states,
we all know what your name is.
Rich people ruin my life.
Money down.
Please don't make me use the same facilities that they use. And after I thought about it,
alimony, alimony, paying your bills.
I found myself in total agreement. Why should us good, honest, regular folks, who have things like love and morals and true friends in our lives, be exposed to such low-life scum as rich people, who have none of those things?
We all know what your name is, so you better lay your money down.
Why should our children be forced to attend school with some rich brat whose father had to see a psychiatrist for 3 years before he could hug his son? Why should I have to be exposed, some ignorant, arrogant, sociopathic, human mutant hybrid that makes his living ruining people's lives?
The butler and the maid and their servantry.
Take a Sunday drive around a large American city sometime. In the poor parts of town, you will see people everywhere hanging out, socializing, walking, and doing what actual humans have been doing with each other for millennia. In the rich parts of town, though, you'll see only walls and gates and thick hedges. If you're lucky, you may see a jogger. And in the real rich neighborhoods, You'll need to negotiate a guarded gate to get anywhere near them.
But here's a single word you say.
Are these the kind of values that we want to teach to our children? Should I have taught my daughter to be afraid of people? And to build thick walls and hire guards because you so fear the world? Should I have told my daughter, in order to make it to the top in crony corporate capitalist world, my beautiful child, you will need to forget everything they taught you in kindergarten about playing fair and sharing and being nice. And about not slicing people's throats open. Instead, you will need to develop a level of ambition that indicates serious psychological derangement. You will need a willingness to sell your soul to the devil. And of course, you will need a willingness to mass murder women and children for profit. These people are like the complete opposite of everything that actual humans should be. And so I say, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever. Hell yeah. I would suggest that we lock them up in prison-like conditions under strict security behind several layers of locked doors and surrounded with walls and armed guards, just to make sure that they stayed away from us. But they already do this to themselves, so we don't even need to bother. Yes. I know we've spent many centuries now trying to stop persecution of people based upon social class. And I know that the truly enlightened person will see the humanity even of rich people. The wise person will look below all the murder and stealing and lying and cheating. And he will see the true lost soul that lay underneath.
All aboard.
Like way underneath.
Gonna take my feet right way back.
And the truly advanced human.
Watch that train roll down the track.
Would be able to manage this beat without vomiting.
Gonna bring it on home. Bring it. Bring it on home.
Yeah, who knows what hurdles and challenges rich people must face in their insulated little bubble worlds. Yeah, maybe that man who just sold a bunch of fighter jets to that brutal dictator is suffering from PTSD because his mother didn't breastfeed him or something. So show some humanity, why don't ya? But tell me, has there ever been a social class that so deserves to be shunned and mocked?
Trying to love you, baby, what you trying to do? You try to love me, baby, and I love some other man too. Bring it on home. Bring it on home. Bring it on home. I said I'll bring it on, baby. Yeah.
So tell me, Mr. Banker Man, what you got to say for yourself?
I just say that I plead innocent of all charges.
I'm gonna bring it all home.
And the Thunderbolt's about to bring it right on home to you right now.
Yippee.
And actually, we're about to take the mid-show station break. And since I still have a few seconds left before that happens, I would like to take this time to encourage you to support your local community public radio station. Because we're the only ones who aren't trying to sell you something. So we're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned to this community public radio station.
Yippee.
This program is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. If this program makes your head explode or causes emotional distress, or if you suddenly feel as if life suddenly isn't worth living anymore due to the things you learn on this program, then you should blame yourself for the fact that you're such a wimp that you let the world push you around in such a manner, rather than blaming the producers of some radio show, much less blaming the radio station that is airing the show. And you should maybe soon become a Zen master and or a used car salesman and or an astronaut or whatever, rather than trying to educate yourself about things that are simply going to twist your worldview into a pretzel, making your continued existence on this plane problematic. If you have useful suggestions, or if you wish to participate in meaningful debate, then bring it on. But otherwise, if you aren't going to help, then please just shut up and get out of our way, so that we can do what needs to be done. Have a nice day.
And now, we have a cautionary tale from Obama's war on the whistleblowers. This is the story of Barrett Brown.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Mr. Brown is a member of Anonymous, and as such, he was involved in the breaching of the computers of some private security contractors and discovered lots of the usual nastiness that those people seem invariably to be involved in.
Oh, I like the way you shake that thing. Watch honey drip, I can't keep away.
Acting as a spokesperson for Anonymous, Mr. Brown granted an interview to Michael Isikoff of NBC News during this period. Mr. Isikoff asked, "Aren't you worried you're going to get prosecuted?"
The nerves of shy are burning red. The dreams of you all through my head.
Barrett Brown said, "I'm not worried about it, but I'm going to get prosecuted at some point, yes." Michael Isikoff, "Because you're involved in hacking activity." Barrett Brown, "Because they can do whatever they want to anyone they want." "But you're not worried?" asked Mr. Isikoff. Barrett Brown answered, "No, because again, like I said, I am well protected right now. I have got lots of lawyers, I've got lots of higher-up people, I've got people to talk to who will support us. And if they come after me, they're going to find that they're not going to like everything that they see." Oh, dude, that is so wrong. What is truly amazing is that right before he showed his incredible ignorance, he frigging nailed it. He said, "Because they can do whatever they want to anyone they want."
Charlie knows that I found out what people mean by down and out.
Right, you got it. They can indeed do whatever they want to anyone they want. The feds are completely off the hook. All they've got to do is call you a terrorist or accuse you of breaching national security.
I don't know, but I've been told that a city-living woman ain't got no soul.
Because then they don't need no stinking search warrants, and they don't need no stinking probable cause, and they don't need no stinking due process, and they don't need no stinking constitution. They will frame you. They will lie to you. They will terrorize your friends, family, neighbors, and co-workers. They will threaten custody of your children, and they will seize everything you own. They also have the ability to blackmail snitches with 20-year prison sentences if they don't say whatever the prosecutor wants to hear. And the snitches tend to fall all over each other trying to do just that before someone else tells them first. And the feds can send you to prison for decades with the word of these snitches alone without any other evidence of any kind. And I can tell you this from first-hand experience, because they did it to me twice.
The cream on the pie and up to the sky. I'm on the court to slide some glass.
I cannot believe that someone as smart and as knowledgeable as Barrett Brown could be so clueless about all of this. Believe me, Mr. Brown, your stinking lawyers, your stinking higher-up people cannot do doodly squat, because the rules don't matter anymore.
What do you call that? A double meaning or something? I don't like that kind of talk around here, but
no man, no big team.
There's women and children. I believe Priscilla is here, Ed, and I believe that Lisa Marie is here, Ed.
I'm sorry, it takes a man.
You ain't a nothing but a black dog.
Barrett Brown has now been in federal custody for over 300 days, and he is facing over 100 years in prison. As is almost always the case, the information Mr. Brown shared was classified to cover up criminal activity and embarrassment rather than to protect national security.
Someone needs to muzzle that dog, man.
Yes, kids, we have fallen through a truly twisted looking glass. Under Barack Obama, it is no longer a crime to actually commit a crime, but it is a crime to report a crime. Barack Obama has claimed authority to execute and imprison people without a trial. That is the very definition of an authoritarian police state. Barack Obama has mass murdered at least scores and probably hundreds of women and children with his drone strikes and with his night raids. That is the very definition of a war crime. And Barack Obama's White House is completely dominated by Goldman Sachs apparatchiks. And the merger of corporate and state interests is the very definition of fascism. Thus, we have lots of moral, good, upstanding, intelligent, and knowledgeable people who are supporting a mass-murdering fascist war criminal. And that is the looking glass we have now fallen through, kids.
1956.
I am at a complete loss about what to do with the Obama bots. Most of our natural allies are supporting Obama. At first I said, let him prove he's a fascist, and then everybody will see he's a fascist and they'll quit supporting him. That has not happened. Instead, he has proven he's a fascist and everybody is still supporting him. Look to the Egyptians. Unlike the Americans, who are sleeping as their country is converted into a police state, the Egyptians just ousted the second leader in the last few years. This time because he was a theocrat. Which in many ways is even worse than a fascist. So I consider this Edward Snowden situation to be a litmus test. Do you support Mr. Snowden or do you condemn him? Are you working for the people or are you working for the machine?
It turns out that nearly every leftist pundit on the TV machine have proven their true colors by condemning Mr. Snowden, including and especially Ed Schultz and Melissa Lacewell Harris. If they're on network or cable TV, then they work for the machine, kids. Naomi Wolf also revealed herself as a possible agent of the machine. And I don't say this definitively because her article trashing Snowden was speculative, but in other ways, it was even worse than outright condemnation. So anyway, there was an article published by a gentleman named Dave Lindorf, L-I-N-D-O-R-F-F. And I'm not familiar with him, but he's accusing Naomi Wolf of being irresponsible for writing this article.
I admire this Ahab character.
And he might... Basically, what her article said was that Edward Snowden might be a government disinformation agent, even though she provides not one shred of evidence to back this assertion. Just some speculation. She raises a few points that might raise some eyebrows and open the floor for some legitimate questions, but that's not what Ms. Wolf did. Rather than asking the question, is he this, Ms. Wolf instead seemed to be saying, I think that he is this. And for someone with the credibility and weight that Naomi Wolf carries, that is an alarming step for her to take and could raise some questions about her. And I will henceforward view Ms. Wolf's work with great speculation. Only rich kids can afford to go to college now, then as a public service, the Thunderbolt recently advised college-age youth of the educational opportunities available to them through the federal prison system. Yes, where they can learn the skills they will need to survive in this brave new world order. But then, suddenly, I realized that we must think of the children! And thus, in the Thunderbolts' dedication to public service and to educating the kids, I am proud to announce the first airing of a new Thunderbolt feature that will be aimed at the little people. Yes, kids, the Thunderbolt feels that children should be prepared for the actual world that they will actually be facing. Thus, the Thunderbolt feels that kids are never too young to learn about genocidal slaughter and rape and drugs. And I'm here to tell you, kids, that you need to immediately forget nearly everything that they taught you in school and just listen to old Uncle Dana as he tells you how the world really works. Yes, kids. And this is a segment that I am calling
Poppy Seeds.
I'm about to rock out, so you better look out.
I've been in a wasted days, been climbing up the walls all day, and so now I'm on my way to where the drugs are cheap. Well, can you tell me how to get to Poppy Seed Street?
Yeah, man, I can hook you up. What you need?
Yippee!
When I've been smoking crack all day, then everything is A-OK. And I've got a homicidal neighbor there, and that's where we meet. Well, can you tell me how to get to Poppy Seed Street?
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch.
Hey, dude, just chill out. Yeah, we're puking on their magic carpet ride. And every jail cell will open wide for strung out people like you. And strung out people like, oh, what a hazy
wasted days been climbing up the walls all day. And so now I'm on my way to where the drugs are cheap. Can you tell me how to get
to
Poppy Seed Street?
Yippee!
Hey man, I'm hurting bad and I really need to get to Poppy Seed Street. Can you please help me out here?
Hey, you got my money, biatch? This ain't no Sesame Street game we playing here. You in the hood now, punk.
Poppy Seed Street, Lesson 1. Hello, kids. Welcome to Poppy Seed Street. Now, our very first lesson is going to be about capitalism. Can you say capitalism? Now, capitalism is the system under which we live, and it is very, very important that you learn the rules, so pay close attention today, okay, kids?
The hare has lost his spectacles.
Well, that's just his problem. Now, capitalism is very famous as a parasite that consumes its host. Capitalism is made up of predators and prey, or you might want to call them winners and losers. The winners get to own more than 1,000 families could possibly spend in 1,000 lifetimes, and they get to live in decadent luxury, while the losers often can't even feed their own children, and they often live in poisonous, crime-ridden hellholes. And thus, as long as capitalism reigns, you definitely want to be a winner rather than a loser. The reality is that each predator requires lots and lots of prey, and so there are lots and lots and lots of losers. Well, I'm afraid that there are not very many winners at all, kids, so you need to take measures. Now, under capitalism, those who rise to the top are those who are the most ruthless and cutthroat, so I'm afraid that nice people don't fare so well here, kids. So you really, really, really need to forget all those things they taught you in kindergarten about being fair and about playing nice and about sharing and about not slicing people's throats open, because all of that being nice and being fair stuff is strictly for the losers. Now, the best way to be a winner is to be born into a wealthy white family. If you were so fortunate, then congratulations! Against seemingly impossible odds, you won the sperm lottery. However, even if you weren't born into a wealthy white family, there have been many cases of people rising from the bottom to achieve the pinnacles of success. And as our current president demonstrates, you don't even have to be white anymore. So now, brutal exploitation is an equal opportunity field, and all that is required is a level of ambition indicating serious psychological derangement and a willingness to sell your soul to the devil. See, it's easy, kids. Souls are just for losers anyway. Under capitalism, the best way to claw yourself to the top of the hill is to kill lots and lots and lots of people. I know this sounds like a lot of trouble and bother, and maybe it's not very nice, but that's just the way it works under capitalism. And if you want to be a winner, then that's just what you need to do, kids.
another requirement for reaching the top of the heap and winning the game, whatever that means, is that you must become very, very rich. And in order to become very, very rich, you will need to steal lots and lots of money. But you must be very careful, because if you don't steal enough money, then you might go to jail. See, the trick is to steal enough money that you can buy yourself a government. Then you can steal to your heart's content with no fear of suffering anything as distasteful as being arrested. Plus, when you own a government, then even if you lose all your money, then you can get your pet government to make the losers pay for that too. So you see, when you run the game, the rules are heads you win and tails everybody else loses. You can't beat it, literally. Now, if you're in a really, really hurry to become very, very rich and make lots and lots of money, then the trick is to buy lots and lots of those pretty poppy flowers. And that is, in fact, why I called this segment Poppy Seed Street. Yes, kids, thanks to the ingenious war on drugs, illicit drugs have become the biggest and baddest business on the whole entire world. And this little innocent, pretty easy to grow flower can be processed into some of the most popular illicit drugs that there are, and then you can make a fortune. I'm afraid that's all for Poppy Seed Street this week, kids. But don't be sad, because you can tune in next week when we will learn how to overthrow third world governments and assassinate labor leaders. Yippee! Won't you be my neighbor?
Yes. That's it for the news and commentary section of this week's show. I'm going to fill up the rest of the hour with some music. And this is some music you probably haven't heard before. That's the kind of music I tend to like the most, is music most people haven't heard before. So I guess I'm something of an outlier when it comes to musical tastes. But anyway, this is Epic Symphonic Rock. So let's roll. That was epic symphonic rock with a collage of Queen songs, starting with We Are the Champions, Somebody to Love, Flash, We Will Rock You, and Bohemian Rhapsody. I hope you enjoyed that. So please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.